Time Apart by Dr. Blackjack, based on No Lunch Break by Kip Tae-tae, read by Yumi Yum. The sales department was in shambles. With Sandy in prison, Sydney was left to sort out all of the loose ends her sudden departure had left behind, and it was going to take at least a week, including travel time. Furthering that, Tina was scrambling to cover the warehouse's extra floor shifts up to 48 hours at a time, back to back, with barely a day in between to recover. All up, they wouldn't see each other for more than 2 weeks. Since they had gotten together, they had never been apart that long, and it was going to be a struggle. Strength of mind and faith in each other would keep them together, meaning that this whole half-month detour was really a mere speed hump down the road of their relationship, but it was one which would last half a month either way. On Sunday morning, before Sydney would make her way to the airport, Tina insisted they have a proper stuffing session. Feeding her girlfriend was a unique ritual, but one which was at the core of a love as strong as theirs. The passion of watching Sydney's belly grow rounder and softer as she ate each and everything put in front of her had never really ebbed, but after doing it so many times, Tina liked to think she had gotten more efficient with the process. No longer was she stuffing her full to bursting, but just enough to feel satisfyingly stuffed and in just enough discomfort that every move felt pleasurable without making her feel sick. Perhaps it was the pressure of their pending separation which prompted Sydney to sense a bit of hurried desperation in the way Tina seemed to be fixated on feeding her faster than usual. But she loved the tender touch of those delicate fingers as her skin drew tighter with every bite. By the time the house was entirely devoid of food, Sydney's belly was like a dome of pleasure, heaving with each labored breath she took as Tina caressed her pale skin. Neither of them spoke, as they simply drank in each other's figures before sharing a tender goodbye kiss. Tina loved feeding, but her own appetite was off at work. Warehouse management was a laborious job, but she just couldn't muster the appetite for herself. Thoughts of Sydney being gone for so long just sapped the drive from her usual flair in the kitchen, and nothing she ate tasted that good to her. Coming home to an empty house was depressing, and while she often instinctively made too much for herself, and watching it all just pile up in the fridge only made her pangs of loneliness bite deeper into her empty gut. By the time she would start her next shift, she could feel her uniform flutter against her slightly leaner frame as she lost 8 pounds without even realizing it. She would make that a full 10 by the time her girlfriend came home. Sydney also found it hard to stick to her usual routine. After that final stuffing session, her belly constantly growled and hungered at her for more than its usual fair share. She had always been a good eater, but somehow it felt that no matter how many complimentary breakfasts, lunches, and dinners she had, she could never reach that same satisfied fullness. Cleaning out the fridge was one thing when you were alone, but it was having an audience which she craved the most. The gentle teasing, the name-calling, and especially the feeding were what gave gluttony its extra appeal. Now she found that she ate mostly out of boredom. Sydney was bored often, so she ate a lot. The company fully reimbursed her snacking, so room service was always on the cards. For the entire 2 weeks, she made the most of her limitless food budget while slowly ticking down the hours until she got back home. When she finally did get back home, Tina was still at the warehouse, leaving Sydney to clear out every last morsel left untouched. She wanted to start fresh for Sunday, when they would finally be in each other's arms once more. Grocery shopping was a must. 4 different restaurants helped pass the time. Just before bed on the final day, Sydney hopped on the scales, curious as to what they might say. When she saw the numbers, she pinched and grabbed at every new roll to see if it was set right. The second time she got back on again, there was no denying she was well over 250 pounds. She fell asleep thinking how lucky she was to have a girlfriend who loved her being so big. The day Tina came home was a big surprise. It was also surprisingly normal. They both woke up, showered, and dressed their best as though going out on the town for another binge. But in truth, they both wanted to look good for each other. She walked through the door a little after 9 a.m. and made her way into the kitchen, half expecting Sydney, ready to greet her with her mouth half full and her belly rounded out to her mid-thigh. Instead, all she found was an empty fridge, a set of keys, and a swimsuit just in Tina's size. There was still one day before they had to go back to regular duties, and Sydney still had access to the weekend lodge where the company took its most prominent business partners out to wine and dine their deals away. 1 30-minute drive later, and Tina found a very stuffed Sydney reclining on the bed. She had barely gotten through the door before she mentioned how well-fitting her satin pajamas looked before the foreplay started. Sydney was out of her pajamas quickly, revealing she was already wearing her swimsuit underneath. Tina stripped off too as the girls stared and explored their new bodies and their respective two-piece tops. Tina's warehouse heavy lifting had given her a more chiseled and angular physique, while Sydney's body had exploded into full sweeping curves which boggled both their minds. Her newly fattened body was a sight to behold as they marveled at each delectable roll and fold. She needed to see her on the scales. In their time apart, Sydney had practically gained double what Tina had lost. She was now also the heaviest she had ever been in her life. Finding out that her girlfriend now outweighed her by exactly 100 pounds was somewhat of a milestone which made Tina excited in more ways than one. Sydney merely smiled as she led her out to the lakeside. Tina was completely caught off guard when no sooner had they sat at the edge of the jetty than Sydney came at her. She had never seen a woman that large move so fast as she knocked her on her back and allowed the weight of her body to drizzle over her. She was so heavy and oh so very soft, and Tina was barely able to squeeze her arms out from under her pillowy breasts as they locked eyes in a lustful stare. Sydney's bulk was new to her, but she had been fat for a long time now and wielded her size with an authority that Tina had never seen before. It was an aggressive side of her she had never seen, and she liked it. Sydney was not done yet. Unwilling to let her prey escape, she quickly rushed her lover down further as their bellies made contact. Tina could feel her flat stomach sink into Sydney's fatness, almost as though she were trying to share her love handles by force. Sensing a shift in the big girl's momentum, Tina took the opportunity to swing her own legs around her belly for a change as she locked her into a gentle twist. Now, it was Sydney's turn to be on the bottom as Tina shot her a mischievous grin while giving her breasts a squeeze. Sydney grinned back. The entire jetty seemed to shift as she wobbled herself to one side, causing the wooden planks underneath her to yield to her sizable heft. Tina's eyes widened in momentary panic as she felt the very boards underneath her give way and her hands sink into Sydney's belly for stability. As a paragon of softness, however, it quickly collapsed beneath her like quicksand, threatening to swallow her arm up and add to their bulk. Tina had just enough time to realize her folly as she felt Sydney slide out again from her grasp as her powerful, meaty thighs threw her up and away to the other side of the jetty. She barely had time to gather her wits about her as she felt those jiggling hams so full of thunder billow over her like an impending storm. Sydney's smile only grew wider as she lowered her quarter-ton bulk onto her lover's chest. Tina knew it was far too late to escape, as she filled her lungs with as much air as she could to sustain her consciousness as long as possible. She would not miss this sight for the world, as her gorgeous ass swallowed her chest up in its massive caustic flow. The tremendous bulge of her thighs had her right where she wanted her. Sydney's chin was caught in the delicious roll of her belly fat. Playtime was over, and they both knew what came next. For a few seconds, they felt like the only girls at the lakeside, on the planet, or even the universe as time stood still. Sydney arched her back and let her lover see just how much her belly dominated her body. From Tina's perspective, that beautiful face was lost behind the spherical form of her enormous breasts, which rode high atop her swaying gut. It heaved with each labored breath of what was surely the most physical activity Sydney had undertaken in half a month. She rolled forward to let the bulge of her obese tummy rise to fill Tina's mouth and nose with blubbery softness as an overwhelming sense of victory set in.
"Like what you see?" Sydney teased.
Tina nodded, causing her belly to shake and wobble.
"Then the loser is buying ice cream."
Tina nodded furiously as she eventually gasped for air. Sydney shuffled the weight off her chest and back to the side of the jetty as Tina got to her feet and began the next exciting task of feeding her lover even more. The two sat by the edge of the jetty as Sydney lapped at her icy treat while Tina contemplated her loss. Her mind drifted to more daring thoughts, such as what might have happened had she inched her lips just a little bit lower to lap at her own sweet treat.